others. We're happy and we're singing and we're colored. Give me a high five.
Tonight's rundown: Elizabeth Warren, Drizzy Drake, Raven Simone with an apostrophe on an E, as Bill is known to say. Remy Ma, formerly Remy Martin, but she had to change it because of, fun fact, she had to change it when she first came out because of the actual Remy Martin. They did not appreciate her stealing their name. Cliff Harris, a.k.a. T.I., and today's National Boss Day. We'll get into that a little bit later. All that tonight. BroTalkLive.com, the best show on the internet for you by us. Bro Talk, always on the mark. It's your man, Jason, sitting here in the main seat as usual. Let's kick it over to my main man, Dex. How's it going, sir?
Super excited to be here. I don't know. I will say, though, not knowing that the show isn't live and knowing that it's just a podcast, I don't know why, but it's messing with me emotionally. I feel
it's
like
they're recording it live. So it's
I know, but it's like it's different. Like when it's like I know people are watching, they can text me when they like hear me say something crazy or whatever. It just feels a little different. Like I feel like I'm a TV, a YouTube and podcast star. And now I just feel like I just do a podcast. I don't know. It just makes me feel a little like
slightly less interesting.
Yeah.
If you have a problem with YouTube not airing us tonight, contact your local YouTube representative and let them know how you feel so that we can be on in the near future. Okay. Tyler God, what up?
Sorry, I lost my screen. This is like, we're all jacked up because everything's not prepared. Yeah, I'm doing well. I'm doing okay.
You're doing good? Okay, cool. Bill, how's it feel to be, are you reacclimated totally yet to civilian life, or do you still have flashbacks of being a basic trainer?
I'm really not reacclimated. Like, every morning when I wake up, I still play the bugle calls. Like, I'm not. It's bugle. Never going to change.
Not this bugle.
I'm not a flag person, but I do like your sweater.
It is nice. Is that Ralph Lauren?
It is Ralph Lauren.
I mean, you can't talk about his sweater because people won't be able to see it.
Oh, yeah, sure.
See, those are the nuances that we have to like really think about during this transition. It's not
this transition. This is a 1 day transition. World Talk Live, always on the mark. We thank you guys for tuning in. All right, the first story we're going to get into, has Elizabeth Warren earned her $1 million? The question was raised when Donald Trump accused her of being Pocahontas, and she said, "That's not funny because I'm actually Native American," and he just kept it going for the whole campaign. And so Miss Elizabeth Warren put out the following campaign ad. Take a listen to this.
She said she's Native American, and I said, Pocahontas, I apologize to you. I apologize. To you, I apologize. To the fake Pocahontas, I won't apologize.
It's offensive to me, not just as Betsy's cousin, but as a Native American.
They feel like an attack on me and my mom, but mostly on my grandmother.
My daddy always said he fell head over heels in love with my mother the first time he saw her. But my daddy's parents, the Herrings, were bitterly opposed to their marrying because my mother's family, the Reeds, was part Native American.
I will give you $1 million to your favorite charity, paid for by Trump, if you take the test and it shows you're an Indian, you know.
Hi, this is Elizabeth Warren. Is Dr. Bustamante in, please? Now, the president likes to call my mom a liar. What do the facts say?
The facts suggest that you absolutely have a Native American ancestor in your pedigree.
So she tweeted the following. That family, including Fox News watchers, sat together and talked about what they think of Trump's attacks on our heritage. And yes, a famous geneticist analyzed my DNA and concluded that it contains Native American ancestry. That was all she put. But
what's our percentage?
The folks over at CNN did a little bit digging deeper. Deeper digging. And they came up with the following conclusion. Yes, stands for his geneticist. Carlos Bustamante tells Warren in the video that the fact suggests that you absolutely have a Native American ancestor in your pedigree, but estimates of just how much Native American blood Warren actually possesses ranges from 1/64th to a whopping 1/1000th in 20.
What?
Good day.
They asked Trump about it today at a press conference he was doing, and this is what he had to say.
Her mind released some of her DNA results that show a strong likelihood that she does have Native American roots.
How much?
$1,000? Do you owe her?
I owe her. She owes the country an apology. what's the percentage? $1,000?
I don't have the exact number.
Okay, tell me, when you have the percentage, tell me what.
What about the money that you told her you would?
You mean if she gets the nomination in the debate where I was going to have her tested? I'll only do it if I can test her personally. I'm doing it. Okay.
He said that's not something he can do personally. Yeah, I don't. What does he think the testing will require? What do you think? What do you think his process for the testing would be?
Grabbing her by the pussy.
Burger and bleeder.
Grab her by the pussy.
Oh, it's something he's not interested. He's not looking forward to doing. Like I don't know why. What you thought? He also tweeted this: Pocahontas, the bad version, sometimes referred to as Elizabeth Warren.
I don't like Trump, but this is funny. I'm sorry. Elizabeth.
Pocahontas, the bad version, sometimes referred to as Elizabeth Warren, is getting slammed. She took a bogus DNA test and it showed that she may be 1/1000 of India, far less than an average American. Now the Cherokee Nation denies her. DNA test is useless. Even they don't want her. Phony. Elizabeth responded, saying, I won't sit quietly for Donald Trump's racism. So I took a test, but DNA and family history has nothing to do with tribal affiliation or citizenship, which is determined only by tribal nations. I respect the distinction and don't list myself as a native in the Senate. So has she earned her $1 million since she has proven
that no, she ma'am.
Not earned herself a seat.
How did Donald Trump even guess that? He was like, I bet it's something dumb as hell. Like,
he probably had the DNA test like in his office before she even saw it. I'm sure they brought it right to him just to show it to him. Dex, do you think she deserves a check?
Yes, she does, because of all this he put her through. Like, this is a bit much. Like, you're the president and you're doing the absolute most. So, like, you should, in order just to get some good press, give this woman money to go towards a charity. Also, maybe this is my ignorance here, but he said that, like, she has to prove that she's Indian. If a person says that they're Native American, that doesn't necessarily mean that they're Indian, right?
No.
Okay, I thought it was just me for a second. Like, I'm like, wait, what? Okay.
Indian are people from India, as far as I know. Native Americans are the people from America. But, Bill, do you think she proved enough? I mean, she is part. She could be 164th. That's closer.
Oh, wait. Sorry. One more thing. She legit just said, I identify as Native American, so I should get the check because of the tribal affiliations.
Bill, should she get the check?
She should get a check to the doctor for her mental health. Like, what? You're going off 1/1000th, madam.
It might be 164. There's the range. It could be from
164. If you have a range, then you need to range yourself in a seat. That's it.
All right. So she shouldn't get the money. And of course, we don't
absolutely
think
she's going to get it. She's not getting that money.
All right. Moving on. Was Drake foolish or are there no rules? Drake confessed his heart to LeBron on LeBron's new show on HBO called The Shop. And this is what he had to say about the whole situation with someone that cannot be mentioned. Rap purists and people who love confrontation, they love to say there's no rule to this S. There are effing rules to this. I'm going to tell you something. I knew something was going to come up about my kid. They had to add the deadbeat dad thing to make it more appealing, which is fine. The mom and the dad thing, whatever. You don't even know my family. But wishing death upon my friend who has MS, I study rap battles for a living. When you mention defenseless people who are sick in the hospital, who have passed away, I just believe that there's a price you have to pay for that. It's over. Someone's going to effing punch you in the effing face. That's done. The event's over. I wanted to do other things. I didn't want to further your career by rapping back to you and having this exchange. He's, of course, talking about his battle that he had with Pusha T. And this is what he expounded on further about how Pusha T got the knowledge when he visited on Kanye West.
This whole speech of, like, you know, I'm in a great place. I'm making money and I'm a father and I want to, you know, be Quincy Jones and help you. But in order to do that, you've got to be transparent with me and you got to play me your music and you've got to tell me when you're dropping. And I know you don't like to do things like that. And so, you know, I was in the studio. I guess, you know, we all kind of felt a genuine vibe from it. So I played him my music and I told him when I was
dropping. How much of Scorpion did you have done by then?
Maybe like 60% or something.
Got it.
And then from there, it was all good. You know, he played me like this.
He played you a beat, right?
He played me Lift Yourself. And he was like, yo, you can have this if you want. And I was hype. I started writing to it. And then he was like, yo, you got to come to Wyoming. So Wyoming happened. And 40 went to Wyoming early. And he was like, man, I'm here a day early, man. Something's off.
He's like, felt it.
40 said that.
Yeah, he's like, this guy's working on the album, man. And I was like, for real?
Because he hadn't announced it yet.
He just told me he wanted to work on, like, he just told me he wanted to give me beats. And he said he wasn't dropping till like October, November, or something like that. And I'm like, it's all good. Let's just go and let's see what it's about. So I went and, you know, ended up pretty much spending majority of my time working on his music, like just trying to like cook up ideas for him, you know?
Write raps for him, in other words, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, you know, whatever. Just trying to lend a helping hand, you know, cook up. Listen, I don't knock anybody. Music is a creative experience that should be shared. But anyway, I was out there and I spent all my time pretty much working on his stuff. And again, I left Wyoming and I was like, okay, well, we left with Lift Yourself and like a pat on the back, you know? So it was like, all right.
It's all good.
Well, I guess, yeah, sure. I'll try and make the most of this and hopefully he sends some other things through. By the way, I'm in Wyoming. I play him March 14th. I send him a picture of my son.
Oh my God.
I tell him I'm having trouble with my son's mother. We had a conversation. I shared my, I wake up and all these dates are out one by one by one, all around June 15th, by the way. First. One's May 31st, one's June, whatever.
First, second. So he's saying that he told Kanye, basically, and Kanye snitched, something that we reported seemed like a month and a half ago, but somehow that didn't make the presses in this, I guess his words, yeah, I guess. Didn't make the presses. These are some songs that he said he made after his beef with Pusha T and Kanye. One of those songs being In My Feelings, which brings up the whole, is Kiki, is he talking about Kim Kardashian thing? This might confirm, since he made the song after the beef started, that song might actually be about Kim Kardashian after all. Was Drake foolish to sit here and tell Kanye all of his business when he knows that Kanye was probably desperate for attention? Or are there no rules and hip hop is everything off limits? What you think?
Drake just sat here and just told LeBron James all his business. Like, you really just sat there and vented to him about every little thing that went wrong in this last situation. You sat there because he talked for a while. And I'm sifting through all this stuff. And the only thing I got out of it is you ran your mouth too much to Kanye West. Now you're running your mouth too much to LeBron James. You don't learn.
Drake reminds me of a damsel in distress.
What?
Like, why? Because he's always crying about something. Now you're sitting on a soap opera, the soapbox, and you're crying to LeBron James. You went and cried to a crazy man. Kanye West is clearly unstable. You went and whined and cried to him about all your little personal
problems. Well, he said he wanted to be Quincy Jones, so he wanted to help him be Quincy Jones.
Of course he did. Kanye West also said he wanted to be president. He also said we put on a MAGA belt like Superman.
After. I did all that after. I don't think there's anything wrong with venting to a friend or anything like that. I just think, like, you're just doing too much. Like, why are you sending pictures of your child to him? Like, I don't get that. Like, why would you do that?
And I like how he, like, real low-key slid in the fact that he had a child with a stripper. Like, real slick confirmation.
Well, he said he was having problems with it, and if that's something that you confide in someone that you is a friend, like, I wouldn't expect myself to tell Ty something and then it comes out to the world strategically when Ty has a book that he wants to release.
I don't think they're that close though. Like, they're not that close.
Yeah, that's the thing. That's the thing that, like, when did they become so close that he's revealing this information to him that he doesn't want anyone else to know? Like, I would think by the time he said it to Kanye West, it should be public knowledge. Like, who is Kanye?
And you
playing is crazy as hell.
But he's a rap legend. Like, so you feel like if that's someone you always looked up to, someone in your field that you looked up to and you had the chance to be their friend eventually, and you want to make it on that friendship.
There are ways to be friends with someone without sharing your deepest, darkest, most personal stuff with that.
Isn't this right?
And I think what you just said, Jason, is truthfully like what Drake saw, but like it's kind of, it reeks of desperation, because if you're sitting back and in your head, you're like, damn, I'm really out here just working on this man's album. I'm doing all this work for him, but let me still throw out my business in his lap too. Like, it's like you're desperate for his attention, for his acceptance, for his approval.
I don't think it was like he got there and he just started telling all of his business.
No, he got there and he was so busy working on Kanye's album. He was like,
when you record albums, there's a lot of dead time. I mean, you're writing a lot, but there's also a lot of dead time where you're just talking, trying to get inspiration. So,
for sure.
And I need to know what kind of work he was doing for Kanye's album, because he don't write his own albums.
Well, that's not true. But like he's saying that he spent all this time. So there has to have been some frustration on Drake's part. Like, damn, I'm really out here just working on this man's project, and I came down here to work on my own. Also, I've been informed by my best friend, like, you know what, this situation's a little weird. All this stuff is in your head, but yet you're still sharing your personal information with him and sending pictures of your child. Like, come on.
So Kanye's really not the bad guy, that you don't think?
No, I think Drake is just dumb in this. I mean, Kanye is the bad one for running his mouth too, but Drake is the dumb one for talking too much.
Justify Kanye, but it's like, I'm with Dad tonight. It doesn't justify Kanye's behavior, but it was just like kind of dumb of Drake to do. Like, you can expect that if I'm sharing things like that, that information is going to get out eventually.
Exactly.
Without me being able to release it myself.
Yeah. Kanye is like the aunt that knows everybody's business, that tells everybody's business. Like, so you don't tell your aunt nothing. It's like, oh, hey, how you doing? I'm fine. Keep it moving. Kanye, like, you tell him something, the whole family gonna know. You don't tell Kanye stuff.
I don't think Kanye is giving us that, though. I don't agree with that. I don't think he's done that to anybody else.
Yeah, I mean, we don't really have. I mean, I don't think anyone else probably has ever divulged anything to Kanye. But I mean, I don't think Kanye's the.
I mean, no. Watch. Think about it though. Kanye has gone off on like the conversations him and Hov have had. Him and Kim like put all the Taylor Swift's business out there.
Kim did that stuff though.
Yeah,
with her husband.
And Kanye did make that little video. What was that video with all of them naked in the bed? Putting everybody's business out there.
Yeah, literally putting everybody's business out there.
All right. Is Raven invited back? You know what I'm talking back to?
Coffee shop.
He's not invited to anything.
This is what Raven had to say as a guest on the Twitter show, AM to DM. Check it out.
I don't know if they listened to the interview. Mm-hmm. I didn't say I wasn't black.
Mm-hmm. All right.
I'm black.
Okay.
But on my passport, my passport says American. Okay. My passport says, I never said I wasn't black. Oh, trust me, I know I'm black.
Okay.
There's just a difference. There are many African Americans, especially in 2018, that come over from Africa and come here and need the green card, your first generation African American. That's how I look at that title.
Okay.
My family, I did my research. We're not going to go into that, but there's a lot of black Americans who've been here longer than the Americans that are a different color. Why can't we have just one name? I'm confused.
Interesting. Well,
Bill, you got so much to say. Hold it. Hold it. Just hold it for a second. Raven said that she never said that, that she wasn't black. We pulled the tape from back when we did that Raven Simone monologue on the Bro Talk Awards that one year, a couple of years, like 3 years ago. And this is part of the countdown when she said that she wasn't black.
I mean, I don't know where my roots go to.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how far back they go. I can't go on, you know, I don't know how far back, and I don't know what country in Africa I'm from. But I do know that my roots are in Louisiana.
Mm-hmm.
I'm an American. And that's a colorless person. Thank you to Ancestry.com, actually, for sending me my DNA test.
I did mine, too.
You did yours?
Yeah, I did
my Isn't it awesome?
It's crazy.
I am from every continent in Africa, except for one. And I'm also I'm from every continent in Europe, except for one. And for the last 400 years, my family's been living in Virginia. How long do you have to be in one country before you're that?
So that's what she had to say about about not being black. Bill, you had something to say before we move to a different little thing that Raven had to say? Go ahead.
I mean, I just don't even know where to begin. Of course your family lived in Virginia for 400 years because that's when they came over here, stupid.
She says that she didn't say that she was black, but she did clearly say that she was colorless. So, do you think it was just an error, Dex? You think she just forgot?
Twice? Like she forgot again when she revisited it? To be honest with you, I will say to Raven's credit, like we on this show have to thank her because that video that we did of Raven was our first video to crack over 1,000 views. And I'm very grateful for that. So Raven, keep it coming.
Now it's up to, 10,000. So yeah, shout out to her. She continued her thoughts. They asked her, did she regret anything she ever said on The View while she was a member of that show?
Listen, what I learned from The View is everybody has a different way of thinking, right? Everybody has an opinion. My mama said it like booty holes. Everybody got one. So
classic mom wisdom.
Classic mom wisdom. So here's the deal. Things that I said, they call me living room conversation girl. Mm-hmm. I probably should have worded it differently, but I have to say this. I learned what I'm good at and I learned what I'm not good at. And the things that I said, I'm personally not going to rehash because I learned my lesson. Mm-hmm. I moved forward. And when I get asked a question of a sensitive matter, I try not to go right to racism. Mm-hmm. I try not to go right to, you know, the pain and suffering I'm trying to live in my now. Mm-hmm. And that can be difficult. And I didn't take that into consideration all the time because I'm so used to living in the, how am I going to change the now? How am I going to change the now? Mm-hmm. And, you know, it was a challenging moment for me in my career. And I learned a lot and what not to do and not to say. And, you know, that's what I have to say about that.
All right. She doesn't have to apologize for anything. Yeah, she looks so disgusted.
I don't get it. I don't understand what she's saying. I don't get it.
She's saying that she's not going to live. She made a mistake by always focusing on the now.
And what does not that mean? What focusing on the now?
We're affected by the past when it comes to racism. She says since now she's looking at progressing, she wasn't looking at all the racist things that have happened in the past. She doesn't see things in that context. So, yeah.
Kudos to you because I didn't get that from what she said.
I had to watch it about that.
I heard her say, she said, I don't focus on the now and I need to stop always going back to racism. I don't. Okay. I'll go with what you said.
So I listened to a lot of ignorant shit from you know, reading it and trying to be able to interpret what people are saying when it's ridiculous. So what I gather from what she said is that she's focused on the now and she's focused on being progressive. Yeah. And so when people ask her about things like racism,
she can't relate.
She doesn't think about that type of thing. She only thinks about progression. And so she doesn't address those issues right at the time, did not address those issues because she wasn't focused on that. She was trying to focus on the now. And she should have thought harder about the way she came off to people because she didn't mean, I think, to come off that way. Like she didn't care. That's what I think she's trying to say here. But it did sound like really confusing.
If she does say that, is she invited back to the cookout?
No.
So here's what I got from that. And here's
we need to cook out, live in the struggle.
So here's what I got from that. And here's where I'm inviting her. What I got from that is, please help. I'm on the same stuff Orlando Brown is, and her invitation to cancer.
And Orlando Brown's actually admitted he checked himself into rehab.
Exactly why she's getting an invitation, not to the cookout, not to the coffee shop, but to the rehab.
We hope that he has a nice stay, and that when he gets out, everything is hunky dory.
You know, this has nothing to do with what we're talking about, but I like Raven when she's a little bigger. Like when she lost all that, sounded real ignorant. But remember back on That So Raven, she was like really cool. And then like now she's bigger and she's and she sounds a little bit better, but she's not quite there.
Okay. So I think also, this also isn't completely tied into what we're talking about, but kind of is. We've covered Orlando Brown a lot on this show. At what moment do you think it was that his family was like, we gotta sit down with him and him? Because he's been doing shit for 2-3 years now. And it's like, oh, now y'all think?
I would have thought it was when that
got caught stealing or some crazy mess like that. Like,
yes, but remember when the sheriffs had to knock his door down and he was in there like,
it wasn't even a sheriff. It was a bounty hunter. Like, it wasn't even a sheriff.
And he's like, "What do y'all want?"
Bounty hunters are allowed to knock people's doors down.
Yeah, and they call him the N-word and threw him in a truck. It was just crazy. So I don't get it. He didn't really have a problem with it. I was like, what's happening? Why is everyone just so okay? Like, he kept talking afterwards. I don't get it. But yeah, we hope Orlando Brown gets some help. All right. A topic that we have touched a lot on, this thing that Remy Ma once again brought up on this State of the Culture show. And this is what she had to say about other people using the N-word after Lil Xan was caught.
That they want, like, you know what, bitch. We don't like that word, ho. So I throw some pussy.
Oops, sorry.
People pick which words that they want. Like, you know what, bitch. We don't like that word, ho. So I throw some pussy in there. Shit, fuck. We don't like those. These are bad words to say.
I think niggas.
People sit here. When it comes to the word nigger or niggas or however you want to do it, I don't usually get offended, regardless of what your nationality is, if I don't feel like you're using it as a racial slur. I hear it so frequently from people.
So she went on to expand by saying that, Bill, stop moving. She went on to expand by saying that Fat Joe is one person that she knows that's not black, but has said the N-word multiple times in raps and stuff like that, and that she doesn't really get offended by it. Dex, I know you don't like when anyone uses it. Are you offended when other people use it more than when black people use it?
I don't get offended by it at all when anybody uses it, because like, it doesn't mean anything to me. So no, I don't get offended by it, but I also don't buy it. I mean, I kind of more so agree with her in a sense of like, not like alienating people for using it. Like, don't say like, you can't use it because you're not black. I feel like that's a silly narrative. But for me overall, I just don't think you should use the word like at all, anybody, no matter what. And I think it's just respectful to use that word.
Kyle, do you feel a certain way about Remy Ma's statement with anybody can use the N-word? Bill, what the hell are you doing? Put your phone on mute.
Sorry.
Go ahead.
Yeah, so
the hell is he doing?
Together.
I cursed him out. That was fun.
Because he just keeps doing it.
So one of the things that, I don't know, I hate getting into this N-word debate. I really do. Because I feel like, I'm like, not to Raven Simone this whole thing, but I do feel like we should progress beyond this same argument for generation after generation, year after year. Like, really, everyone should stop using it. I mean, if you're going to use
it. You're on Dex's side. You're progressing to Dex's side. Uh-oh.
If you're going to use the N-word, then it really shouldn't offend you. Like, I can't use things that offend me. Like, that doesn't. We have to admit that doesn't make sense. Like, that's always a term of endearment that's used just for us. Like, it is kind of a silly argument. And we do have to get to the point where we move beyond it just as a people. We don't have to refer to. Like, who still refers to people that way? That's not really a thing.
What do you mean it's not a thing? I think it's a huge thing
every day.
You don't have to, though. Like, you don't have to. And it honestly doesn't.
Never had to.
People hold words over me. And so I'm not going to let that offend me. If someone goes like, oh, my nigga. Like, I'm just like, I just say whatever. It doesn't offend me either way. And it really doesn't matter what race you are. Like, even if a white person says directly to me, you nigger, like, I'm not going to be hurt by it. Like, I'm going to beat your ass just because.
Because you're
trying to disrespect me. But even if you said the same thing, like, you bitch, I would react the same way.
I don't know if I believe that. I don't know if you would punch with the same intensity. Like, I feel like you'd be a little bit more upset if somebody said the N-word versus.
Well, someone has to try it and see.
What is it that black people think, or I'll speak as a black person, what is it that we think?
Oh, will you?
There's like a club, and you kind of have to, you know, be a part of that club in order to say the N-word. How do you feel about that? Because like Ty said, I mean, on the surface, it seems a little stupid, but once you're in it, you kind of understand it, no?
Like, am I in it? Because I don't understand it. Like, and I'm black.
I guess you're not. But
again, some of my closest friends, they say the word a lot. And like, I don't preach anymore. I used to preach. Y'all know. I used to preach about it. Now I don't. Now I just kind of like, okay, like, this is what you guys are going to say. Like, it is what it is. Like, I just can't care. But also with those same people, though, if somebody else called them that or they heard somebody of a different race say it, I'm the first person to be like, but you use it too. Like, I'm the first person to say that. Like, if you're going to use it, be responsible.
Yeah, but I'm part of the club. I can use it. Don't you feel like that, Bill?
Like, no, because you sound stupid saying stuff like that.
Like, the black people prefer turn.
I'm asking Bill a question. Can Bill answer the damn question? Don't talk. Get in here.
He doesn't have volume.
Fuck.
Like, does he have volume?
He's not talking. I don't know what's wrong.
And he answered the question?
He's stupid in the camera, so I'm trying to figure out what's happening.
I don't know.
And Bill is the one who actually used the N-word, so this will be really interesting to see what
he's saying. I'm just waiting for y'all niggas to shut up.
He has volume, but just very little.
No, I don't know. It's because I use the word sometimes, like
a lot.
I don't use it. I don't use it derogatorily, and it, I can tell the context of people like using it. Like, I wouldn't be offended if somebody called, like in casual conversation, but if like we were standing in line to vote, like in 2008, and people are riding past with these Confederate flags and hollering out the window, I'm probably going to try to snatch your head off.
I feel like William has a lot of white friends that call him nigger. I feel like
it looks like the type.
I feel like that's the thing. Like, I feel like he's definitely the type of black person to have a lot of white friends to call him nigger
and not have an issue with it.
I want you to know how stupid that sounds.
Well, also, can I just point out that you started your statement off by saying, well, one thing I want to say that you said that you don't like it when people use it in a derogatory fashion, right? But you also started this statement off by saying to Ty, I'm waiting for you two N-words to shut up. What is that not derogatory?
I said just to Ty. I was talking to you also.
I just said you said to me and Ty. You said
it
that.
It wasn't derogatory, though. It was like a term of endearment, like, y'all my niggas.
And you want us to shut up.
Yeah, I definitely want y'all to shut up, though.
Okay. You black people in y'all little club, keep me out of it. Y'all dumb.
But when you have family members that call you like shorty, or you know they call you a nickname or something like that.
Dexter, Dex, my nickname. That's it. Dexter. We don't go no further than that.
Dexter. We have to pronounce the T.
I don't know why I keep even trying. Like, we all know Dex is
involved. Dexter.
All right, throw him in jail. We know throw her in jail was a thing that Donald Trump wanted to do for a very long time now. It might be throw him in jail. Rapper T.I. has decided to criticize one Kanye West for visiting Donald Trump in the White House. As you can see, he was pissed on Instagram writing this very long soliloquy. But that wasn't all. He also posted this video. This podcast listeners can't see, but I'll show it to you guys.
Did not go to Mar-a-Lago with the president this weekend, which has a lot of people wondering.
So he has this music video where he says Trump's going to Mar-a-Lago for the weekend, and he has, you know, the plane flying away from the White House. And outside of the window inside of the White House, you can see T.I., I guess, assuming the office of president. And he's looking over the table, Donald Trump's desk, and he grabs a seat, and in walks a blonde-haired vixen, looks like, with a coat on it that says, I really don't care, do you? T.I. sitting there in the chair smoking a cigar, and the woman just gets undressed, and she's blonde, and she kind of looks like Melania Trump. People are pissed, as they did not appreciate this at all. Stephanie Grissom, who is the First Lady's spokesperson, had this to say: how is this acceptable? Hashtag disgusting, hashtag boycott tea, because when you put a period, it ends the hashtag. I'll continue that. So it says boycott tea at tip. So she's pissed about it. She also had this to say, like it or not, she is the First Lady and this is the White House. Why you look like that, Dex?
No reason.
I mean, girl, please.
It's disrespectful and disgusting to betray her this way simply because of politics. These kinds of vulgar attacks only further the divisiveness and bias in our country, and it needs to stop. Should we boycott T.I.? Is he in trouble? Should he not have done this? And is this in any way worse than what Snoop Dogg did when he shot Donald Trump in the head in that music video last year? What you think?
She said we're supposed to boycott T.Cot, so I don't know who that is. Like, the hashtag didn't go all the way through.
Did not.
T.Cot. and go right ahead, whoever the hell that is.
Is this worse than what Snoop did?
No. Snoop's was worse. And what's that girl? Hers was worse. This is just like a little disrespectful. But I don't think that it's worse than like killing someone.
Okay. Does this point to the divisiveness in our country, Dex? Will, what you think?
The only thing that points to the divisiveness in our country is Fox News.
I just feel like it's crazy to like. It's disrespectful. It's super disrespectful. I don't even like when people refer to President Trump as 45. Like, personally, I don't like that. And, like, to do a video like this, it's so distasteful. This is the same man who was about to get his ass beat by Floyd Mayweather, throwing chairs around.
He was about to put it on Floyd Mayweather.
He's about to get beat down by Floyd Mayweather over Tiny. But, yeah, you think it's okay to disrespect another man's wife. Like, president or not, like, this is somebody wife and you're disrespecting them. Like, it's just, where's the line? Because let me tell you this, if Kid Rock would have made a video like this about Michelle Obama, we would have dragged him from like Kentucky to Washington DC. Like, that would not fly. And also, I don't know about necessarily a boycott of T.I. because I don't think anyone who follows her on Twitter knows who T.I. is, but just, I think there just needs to be something else said about it, not necessarily a boycott, but maybe like you need to try to have a conversation with this man to grow him up, or even say, T.I., you need to grow up. But boycott, like you kind of lost me with that.
Well, there are those that say that Melania has posed naked before in GQ and Playboy.
Was she on top of a desk in the White House flirting with T.I.? I don't think so.
Kellyanne Conway was.
It should have been. That would have been funny. Now,
if
that
you were to use Kellyanne Conway or Omarosa or one of those, lists, I wouldn't have cared. But you can't use the president's wife. Like, that's, like, come on.
A lot of Trump sympathizers here. And the story I saved for last is Chance the Rapper back in the running for Man of the Year. Why do you look like that? You look so perplexed. And Dex just looks concerned. What'd you say?
Dex. He wasn't in it.
He was in the last year.
Not this year.
He was in the running. He decided to team up with Lyft to drive undercover and raise money for the Chicago public school system. Tahseen, public schools, something that's important to you. He was part of Lyft's Roundup and Donate feature, which rounds up fares to the nearest dollar and donates the difference to a charity of the rider's choice. Last year, they teamed up with Chance's nonprofit Social Work and featured the new Chance Fund in his Roundup and Donate feature. Same thing happens this year. And they said last year it helped 20 CPS schools give kids better access to enrichment programs during the school day. You know, someone asked how much, you know, does a typical person give and how much has Chance raised? So they say Lyft's officials say on average, each rider donates a few dollars per month. Since the partnership between Lyft and Chance's Social Works began, the nonprofit has raised more than $100,000 for CPS students and programs. So on top of the million that he already donated, he's still out here working and he's working with Lyft to give CPS some more funding. So does this put him back in the running for Man of the Year?
100%.
Thank you, Dex. I appreciate it. Ty, do you agree?
No.
Why not? Does it have something to do with Kanye?
No, it's really just because I think Chance the Rapper was kind of annoying. I mean, this doesn't mean that he's not doing good work, and I think that he should continue to do this type of work. I just think he's annoying, so no.
Why do you think he's annoying?
But Ty, in his defense, we learned about this through his spokesperson, Jason, not through Chance himself.
If Chance himself
would have put this out there, then I would have been annoyed by it. But because he let somebody else do the talking for him and he's doing something positive, I'm okay with it. I just don't want to hear him talk.
I don't get paid to be anyone's spokesperson.
You might not, but you still do.
You are Chance's new spokesperson. As a matter of fact, I'm concerned that you're his spokesperson because what happens is you really, really go hard for somebody and then they end up Kanye West. So like that Kanye West is your fault and now Chance is next.
Like the fact that we even had to discuss that story, like you reached to put that in there. That wasn't even necessary for us to talk about.
I think we're actually live on YouTube, by the way, finally. So shout out to everyone who decided to wait around and watch us on YouTube 54 minutes into the show.
Did you watch at the end or did it stream from the top?
We'll figure that out after the show. But yeah, we're YouTube stars again. All right, just in time for our best segment of the show. Racists. These are stories that have gone around and that we're going to decide whether or not they are racist. This one, I think, is undeniable. They're calling this one Apartment Patty, because apparently Patty is the only name they're giving these white women. So I have decided to actually put her actual name on the bottom of the screen here. Her name is Hillary Mueller, or Mueller, however you want to call it. That's how you spell her name if you're interested, because I'm tired of these people hiding behind these pseudonyms, Apartment Patty, Backyard Patty, all this other stuff, all these patties. We're not doing that no more. We're uncovering these racists day by day. What happened was, this man was trying to enter his apartment building where this white lady decided to get in front of him and block him.
Jan, do you live here?
I'll be answering that question. Excuse me.
I'm sorry. The keypad is right there.
I understand that, ma'am.
You can fill me. That's fine.
I understand, ma'am, but you're blocking me.
Into my building.
Okay. And it's my building as well, so I need you to get out my way.
Okay, what unit?
I don't need to tell you that information. So excuse me, ma'am.
I'm uncomfortable.
Okay, you can be uncomfortable. That's your discretion. You're uncomfortable because of you. I need you to move out my way, please.
No. So this went on for about 20 minutes.
I would have pushed her out the way. I would not stand there and wait for her to get into the building. I would have knocked her out the way. I'm sorry. I'm a big ass grown ass man. I'm walking in my building. If you're going to stand in the doorway, you're going to get knocked down. Get the fuck out the way. Like, that's the problem. People are sitting there filming this bullshit. Like, I'm not allowing you to do that. I'm walking. I'm getting past you. Like, I don't have 20 minutes to talk to you. I don't know you. I don't care about you.
Then she can claim that you assaulted her, and then the cops.
Get out the way. You should have stood in my way. It's illegal to block someone's path, so it's the same thing.
Well, she actually even filed. Once he actually did push his way in eventually, about 5 minutes after that conversation started. He pushed his way in and he went to the elevator. She followed him into the elevator, went upstairs and basically followed him to his door, watched him unlock his door, and then called the police on him for whatever reason. The cops came, said that she told the cops that she was uncomfortable by his presence. And that is why they showed up to his door. For their part, her employer, which is a realty company, Tribeca STL, I guess St. Louis, since this is where this took place at, they released the following statement. We were recently shared a video containing a disturbing interaction that we believe is important to clarify. The video did involve one of our employees, but it didn't take place at one of our or did not involve one of our tenants. The video is showing the employee in her private life at her own residence interacting with another person. The Tribeca STL family is a minority-owned company that consists of employees and residents from many racial backgrounds. We are proud of this fact and do not and never will stand for racism. After a review of the matter, the employee has been terminated and is no longer with our company. So they fired the lady. Her name, once again, Hillary Mueller, because I don't necessarily think firing is enough. We want to make sure that she stays fired, canceled out here in these streets. Hillary Mueller, is she racist? Yes, no. You think she was just scared, or you think she actually had a cause for pause?
You had a cause to get fired from your job because you're racist.
Congratulations.
She's clearly racist, but I do think she'll get another job shortly thereafter.
But how do you survive in life like that, though? Like, how do you go through, like, being afraid of black men? Like, how does that work? Like, we're everywhere. Like, you can't escape us. So, like, if you're walking down the street, you see a black man, you're just afraid of every single one of them. Like, that is insane to me.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
I was just going to say, and it's amazing how when I was looking at this story, like the mainstream media, like the Sinclair owned and the Meredith owned like stations and websites and stuff like that, these big corporations, they refused to put this lady's name down. They say, oh, we won't release we're not going to disclose the lady's name. And I'm just like, why are you protecting people? I don't get why these.
Oh, you know why.
Companies that claim that they're diverse and they're fighting racism, they refuse to name these perpetrators in all of these incidents. They always give them these stupid ass names like Apartment Patty and Backyard Betty and all this other stuff. Like, no, give these people, tell these people what these people actually named. Because you sure as hell named the people who got accosted. You sure as hell named this guy's name in the report, but they didn't name her. That's stupid to me. I don't get it.
It is stupid, but you know why they did it.
Yeah.
So. I could see even if she did like follow him and like try to be nosy and look to see where he was going, like that would be too much. But at the very least, that's like she's literally blocking this man's path, waiting for him to assault her so that then she can call the police and say that she was assaulted.
Basically, that's what I think she was trying to do too.
But that's really dumb. Like, you're, because I would have assaulted you, so I would have been in jail. So you're sitting there waiting to be assaulted by someone. Like, if he's such a danger to you, why are you putting yourself in his path? Literally,
she was fighting a good fight, so no other white woman had to do it.
I bet.
All right, Q&A. Tysine, did you have a chance to review the questions this week?
I did.
Oh, I do have a question for you guys, though.
Oh, go ahead. You got one from socials?
I have two, actually. One of them was when people asked about me. They said, like, this past weekend, Dexter went to a strip club. I noticed that the other guys don't do that or don't seem to do that. How do you guys feel about Dexter going to a strip club or your friend attending a strip club?
Oh. I mean, you got money to blow? Cool. I don't have that type of money to blow.
Me either.
I have children.
Here's the thing, Dex and Jason and myself have like completely different lives. So Dex is allowed to have fun or not.
Basically, yeah.
You guys responded to that way better than I would have. Like, when I saw it, I'm just like, I don't give a shit what they have. Like, I don't care. Like, why would that be the thing?
You don't care what we think about what you did?
No, like, that isn't crazy for me to care about that. Like, why would I care?
Why don't you care about what we think? I care
about what you think, but I wouldn't care what you think about, like, what I do for leisure. Like, unless it was...
If I thought your behavior was unacceptable and I told you, you wouldn't care?
If you thought my behavior was unacceptable and it was something that was, like, hurtful toward that I was hurting myself, then I would definitely care. But if it was just something that I just did and it wasn't that big of a deal...
I mean, you're hurting your savings plan. I don't think it was good to throw money.
If you know me, when I go to a strip club... If anything, I help my savings plans, if you catch what I'm saying.
You definitely didn't spend any money at a strip club we went to for my bachelor party.
I'm just saying, I'm not, the strippers aren't the only one making money that night.
Okay.
But I'm fully clothed when I do it, you know. And the other question was, if you discovered someone was cheating on their wife or their husband, would you tell them?
It depends on...
Would I tell the other spouse or would I tell the person I know?
Well, the person, to paraphrase it, the person is dating someone and they found out that the other person that they were dating has a wife and a child. It's a girl. The person has a wife and a child. If you were dating someone and found out that they had a situation that they didn't tell you about, would you tell the other person? Like, tell the wife or the husband or whatever?
No, I would just break it off and move on.
I don't know. I probably wouldn't unless we got into like a big argument or something like that. Like, if you coerced me to doing it, then yeah, probably I would do it. If I wanted to be spiteful to do it to spite you, yeah. If I wanted to get back at you, yeah. But if it was just like I found out and it was just like I didn't really have feelings for you, then I was just like, whatever. And I'll just break it up. But
I feel like it would, I probably don't know. I probably wouldn't know the person's husband. So it would probably take me great lengths to get in contact with them. I have to like wait for them or show up at their door. And it seems like a lot of drama for me. And I like don't like a lot of drama.
But I don't like breaking up happy homes. Yeah.
If I knew like a friend was cheating on their wife, would I tell their wife? The answer is no. I would talk to my friend and, you know, express my disapproval of his behavior. But I wouldn't necessarily like go to his wife and be like, yo, you know, he cheating, girl. I don't think that's a good idea.
All right, now to the real Q&A.
All right. And so the other Q&A we did before, it's still good. Topic on Richie Rich. Okay. Jason puts me in a cursing. I don't use that type of language anymore.
I did not put that in there. That's how the questions come to me.
Topic number two, there's always a way out. And topic number three, irrational bowels.
Yeah, so we're doing one and two.
You don't want to hear about irrational bowels?
I don't.
I feel like that's an entertaining one. Don't you think that?
I think it's interesting. I don't know necessarily that we can provide any insight there. But yeah.
All right, fine. Let's do it.
But I don't remember what two was.
Two,
we got to read two.
Let's do two first, and then we'll let Will and Dex debate over topic three. Dex is so excited when we go off about one. He gets so excited.
Like, two is unacceptable. Like, I was like a little bit, I almost like dropped my phone. I was like, oh, there's no way.
I agree.
A co-worker who just found out she's pregnant. She's only 21, already has a 3-year-old, and recently started taking online classes toward a bachelor's degree. She can't afford another child, and she seems to be at the end of her rope. Is there a way for me to bring up the subject of abortion in a way that's gentle, non-judgmental, and informative? And who the fuck do you... Excuse me?
Who do you think you are?
Like, I was desperately trying to figure out, like,
who takes a diet? He went down on his screen. He takes a diet.
I was like, I had to read this question just because I'm like, who the hell do you think you are? Like, how dare you gently bring up the idea of abortion? Like, what?
They just want to make sure she has her options. They know there's always a way out. No?
The girl knows about abortion. She doesn't need you to tell her about abortion. Like, that's not a thing. Like, she doesn't
need you to. Maybe she thought she forgot. She just needed to remind her that, hey,
you know. Honestly think that she needed to be reminded that abortion is an option? Obviously, no, she knows it's an option. Like, what the hell are you talking about? Don't ever bring that up to anyone, ever.
So there's no way to bring up the subject.
There's no way at all.
In a way that's gentle.
You're going to get your ass whooped, or it says coworker, you're going to get yourself fired. Like, those are the things that's going to happen.
Can you get fired for that?
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
Why? For suggesting that?
Absolutely.
Who suggests? Wow. What?
You can get fired for that? Really?
Yeah, sure. Get fired for that.
Under what grounds?
Under what ground?
Harassment?
Harassment? It's not harassment. I'm not bothering you about it. I'm just gently letting you know in a way that's gentle, non-judgmental, and informative.
I'm creating an unsafe and unhealthy work environment.
It's hostility.
Dex, is there a way?
No. There's not a way to do that. You get, like, no.
Dex, are you okay? You had to leave out for a second. You're good.
That was
like, I was reading that question along with you, and like, what? Why would it even be like a thought of that? Wow. You better not do that. Like,
I'm like, weren't you blown away though? Like, I couldn't believe. Like, I tried to like place myself inside the minds of the people. Write us these questions, and I had like one of those things like off Ghost where you jump your soul into the body and then shoot you out. Like, I just didn't believe that there's people who think that that's okay. Like, you
so instead of asking to help her take care of the baby, you're just going to suggest, because it says it's going to seemingly at the end of her rope.
It doesn't matter.
Well, how about
rope she's on?
Right, here's what you do instead of suggesting abortion. How about you go buy Pampers? Go help her. Go actually help her. Don't suggest abortion, stupid.
Like, you know, she didn't say she had to take it. She just wanted to, I guess, make sure that she...
Wait, buy Pampers? You got to buy a lot of Pampers?
You know what my suggestion is? Mind your business.
Seriously, yeah.
All right. I think we should do three.
Okay, let's go. Okay.
I'm like, I was blown by that.
I can give you a summary of topic number one really quick, and you can tell me if you want to do it.
No, we'll do three. I trust your judgment.
Three, here we go. Are we waiting?
It just popped up. We're no longer in the podcast mode, so I want to make sure the viewers are able to see the question as well. In the last year, I developed a bowel-related medical problem that is mainly managed with the doctor-approved diet and is exacerbated by stress. During a flare-up, I need quick access to the bathroom, and my use of the amenities therein are not very silent. I'm a woman in my 20s, and I find it very embarrassing, and it freaks me out in social situations. I previously had my own place, but now that I am a grad student, I live in an expensive city with roommates. My stress levels are up, and my body has started to react. Is there anything I can do or say? I'm sorry, anything I can say or do to make this less awkward in our thin-walled apartment. People are big on keeping it silent for study, and we don't have so much as a bathroom fan. I am mortified. I'm following my doctor's instructions, but find myself terrified that things will flare up and at social functions or as I meet new classmates and start dating in my new city. It makes me anxious, which makes the problem worse. Can you suggest any ways to mitigate this? I like I said, I don't know that we are qualified.
I disagree.
You think you're qualified to answer this?
Absolutely.
Me too. Give it a whirl.
I suffer from... What's that thing? I suffer from being lactose intolerant. I also suffer from not being able to eat spicy food. I also suffer from not being able to eat fast food. I also suffer from not being able to eat too much. Just a bunch of shit going on with me that if I eat certain things, like I have to go to the bathroom and I need to go to the bathroom and I don't know what it'll sound like or smell like and I don't care. And when I go to the bathroom and I use it, whoever's around, like, you deal with it. I will spray if I need to, if I have something there. And if I don't, I don't. It is what it is. Deal with it. That's just what it is. I don't feel bad. I don't care. I don't apologize. That's what it is. It's waste coming out of my body. And you have a medical condition. So the fact that you're even thinking about it's flaring up during a social situation, that causes stress. And you know what stress does for you? Exactly. So, like, just let it out and let it go. There's no discussion. You don't have to discuss anything with anybody. Just go to the bathroom when you need to go to the bathroom.
Dick, you don't care about blowing up the bathroom? You don't got
no. Why would I care?
You got no qualms about blowing it up?
No, that's not my problem.
I had a coworker one time who like the staff bathroom was like right behind where people eat, and it was like the stupidest location, and like, so people are eating, and like, he went in the bathroom and blew it up, like you could hear it, and he walked out, sat, and was like, hey guys, and like didn't care at all, and it was very interesting. I was like, wow, I actually admired him. I was like, what confidence does he have to be able to blow the bathroom up to that magnitude and just walk out, take out his food, and just like wash his hands. He was very sanitary. Wash his hands, washed them again before he got his food, and sat down and started eating as if that didn't just happen. And I felt like I liked him more. I felt like I liked him more.
Wow.
Because he was very huh?
Did you go into the bathroom after him and smell it?
No. I did let that air out, but I did appreciate the confidence because like he didn't care, and he shouldn't care because if
I'm all conscious about it. I don't blow up bathrooms in public.
If you have to, you will.
Oh yeah, I guess if I have to, but
I will say though, and I just want to move on from this conversation that like while I don't care about blowing up bathrooms or whatever, I do care about like passing gas in public, though. Like,
come on, it's the same thing.
No, like, I'm very disgusted by that. Like, I think that's like the last thing in the world.
Well, if you pass, because with pass gas, you can kind of like walk away from people. You
know? I know, I just think it's so disgusting when people do that. It literally makes me like cringe. Like, I just can't stand it.
Like, I think holding gas is worse because it's methane. Like, it can kill you. Like,
I'm not saying hold it, just like, don't want to hear it, and I won't do it around people.
But you can't really help when gas comes out. I mean, I feel like it's a little easier to hold in a shit than it is a fart.
No, and I would never do that around a person because I've experienced sharding before. So with that being said, like, if I know I have to do that, I'm walking away.
Dex, you sharding yourself?
This show has gone way too left. I just realized that, and I apologize to the viewers. That is disgusting. I'm so sorry that I just said that.
Did you keep the pants?
We are moved. Yes, I did. I'll tell that story. The story is actually very funny, but I'll tell that story on a later, maybe on like next week's episode or like the reunion episode. And I'll tell that story. It's an interesting story.
Did you make it go?
All right. People are tuning out.
Do you still wear those pants?
It's time for Jizzle time. Oh, not Jizzle time this week. Oh, hello, help. It's Jizzle time.
I'm here for it.
Dex and Jay legged up for this one. Really, it was just mostly Dex for National Bosses Day. And we're going to sit here and Dex is going to give us the categories and I'm going to be part of the contestants today. And we're going to try to guess what the right answer for each of these is. These are our legendary bosses. So go ahead, Dex, and take it away.
It's dizzy time.
Okay. All right, here we go.
All right, so the first one. So basically the way this works is I'm going to give you guys a scenario and then you guys have to tell me who is the boss that's responsible. All right, so this director blackballed an actress after she refused to, quote unquote, play the game. Is it A, Tyler Perry, B, Lee Daniels, or C, John Singleton?
B. Lee
Daniels. The person. Let's go with B.
B. All right. You guys are right. It's Lee Daniels who famously blackballed Monique for not promoting the movie Precious at Cannes for no additional pay.
Boss day. Here we go. So
this performer fired her entire glam squad after she was criticized for wearing quote unquote thin ass ponytails. Is it A, Ashanti, B, Lil Mama, or C, Nicki Minaj?
Do we have a hint? Who called it the thin ass? Who said thin ass ponytails? Like who
was it was a stylist actually who said it. A stylist. Like, you know how they do their reviews and stuff of different outfits and stuff? They said that about her.
I have no idea. I've never heard the story before.
It's not something Azalea Banks would say about somebody. Ponytails.
I would have to say.
Ashanti, I don't think, has a glam squad. I'm not dissing her, but I just don't.
No, you're fine. I get it.
You're fine.
I can't imagine her behaving that way. I could imagine Nicki Minaj acting that way.
Right. The other thing is, I don't think I've ever seen Ashanti wear a ponytail. She's always got her hair out.
Never seen Ashanti in a thin ass ponytail. She usually has really.
Never.
That's the problem. That's the concern.
Yeah, that was so hard to defend the Ashanti. Y'all trying so hard to defend the Ashanti. I'm not going to get mad.
I'm going to pick B.
I'm going with C because Nicki Minaj always wears long ponytails.
Ty, you said B. And Will, what did you say?
B.
Jason got it. It was Nicki Minaj who fired her glam squad after she was referred to as wearing thin ass ponytails.
I did say that is behavior that I could see from Nicki Minaj.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I didn't want to pick her. So like maybe she didn't do it. But
I will say Nicki Minaj's look has like gotten so much better after she got rid of the glam squad too. Because remember she used to wear those clown wigs and stuff.
Ooh. And chicken wings.
Yeah,
they did need to go. So we're glad that
chicken wing chains and all of that stuff.
Mm-hmm. This celebrity forced an assistant to lie and say he was driving after a car crash so that she could avoid getting arrested for a DUI. The celebrity was still arrested and she kicked the assistant out of the car the next day when he picked her up from jail. Is it A, Lindsay Lohan, B, Paris Hilton, or C, Britney Spears?
Lindsay Lohan type behavior.
It does sound like Lindsay Lohan. So I think it was Paris Hilton because when he comes to pick her up from jail, she kicks him out. It seems like some Paris Hilton would do. She kick him out.
Both Lindsay and Paris behavior. But I would go with Lindsay. That's crazy.
I don't see Paris Hilton kicking out her assistant after he picks her up.
I do.
From like jail. Like, I don't see that from Paris.
She probably had an assistant just like Angelica's mom called Jonathan.
Didn't Lindsay just get beat up
for kicking him out the car left and right?
I'm going with Lindsay Lohan. That sounds like typical Lindsay behavior.
It does.
I'm going Paris Hilton.
Will and Ty got it. It is Lindsay Lohan. Wow. So now you guys are all actually tied. It was Lindsay Lohan. I will say though, Lindsay doesn't seem like the type that will kick the assistant out. Like that kind of seems like something that Paris Hilton would do. But Lindsay is definitely the type to be like, you say you was driving the car so that I won't get in trouble. Like that sounds like something that she would do.
Of course she would never do that.
First
now.
Part sounds like Paris and that last part is Lindsay.
Yeah.
She especially wouldn't do that now. She's a Allah-fearing Muslim woman. So shout out to her.
Going around assaulting people, getting beat up for trying to kidnap other people's children. Have a seat.
All right, so this celeb has demanded staff to roll out the red carpet and light candles to mark her arrival before entering a hotel. Is it A, Aretha Franklin, B, Mariah Carey, or C, Kim Kardashian?
Seems like Mariah Carey behavior. I
considering the fact Aretha can't request a thing.
Well, has demanded.
Well, I mean, obviously not now. Like, this is in the past.
This seems like Mariah Carey behavior. I don't know anyone else who behaves that way.
That also seems like very, very Aretha Franklin behavior, though. Like, she,
you know, Kim Kardashian's not requiring anyone to light no candles, so.
I mean, she does, though, because she keeps, I'm going to go with Aretha Franklin because she turns the air off. She only rides on buses, also to not.
I think I'm going to go with B, Mariah Carey.
Ty?
I also went with Mariah Carey.
Okay, it is B, Mariah Carey. She did it while she was in London, required every time she walked into one of the hotels for them to roll out the red carpet and light candles upon her arrival. You got to be on some stuff to do some
of that. That seems just like Mariah Carey's behavior.
Got to be on some. All right, and last but not, is this the last one? Oh, no, we got one more.
This entertainer employed a personal cigar roller to accompany him on tour. Is it A, Jay-Z, B, Diddy, or C, 50 Cent?
I thought that was Wiz Khalifa.
I thought it was Wiz Khalifa too.
Oh, that was weed. Maybe that was a weed cigar, a blunt.
That seems like Diddy behavior. I'm with Diddy.
Cigar roller. I would say, yeah, probably Diddy. He's the only one I see that smokes cigars that much.
Will?
I said Diddy.
Diddy. Wait, so everybody says Diddy?
Yeah, everyone says Diddy.
You guys are all wrong. It is Jay-Z. Jay-Z actually employed a personal cigar roller while him and Justin Timberlake did the Legends of the Summer tour. Now, in Jay-Z's defense, he did have a cigar lounge because, you know, they were going with the whole suit and tie like vibe or whatever. So it was a cigar lounge that he had backstage, but he also did have his own personal cigar roller.
Hmm. Okay.
Interesting.
And finally.
Oh, sorry.
This is actually my favorite one.
This singer. Here we go.
Right. This singer demanded that their entire band and choir consist of children aged 5 to 13 with the ability to speak sign language. Is it A, Madonna, B, Michael Jackson, or C, Lady Gaga?
It's got to be Madonna.
That seems like Madonna. It's so Madonna.
I'm going with Michael Jackson.
And Will is the winner there. You would think that it wouldn't be Michael Jackson considering, you know, but it was Michael Jackson when he was touring in London. Like he demanded that that's what he wanted. He wanted the entire set to be kids, mixed race kids. He wanted a nice balance of black, white and Asian children.
Okay.
And that is a thought.
So those are the ones that can really sing.
They got the range.
A wonderful edition of Dizzy Thought. Dizzy Time. So with that being said, it's time for Jax's BS Report.
I'll try to be quick today. So you guys know how we do it. I give you three stories, two truths, one lie, which I've really been loving. This is so much fun. All right, so the first story is there's a man in L.A. who has decided that he's a transgender man who lives in L.A., but has also decided to embrace his inner dog. He likes to, you know, he's married, so he likes to role play, and him and his husband have role played so much that he has now decided that he wants to be an actual dog, and he feels like you guys, you can't see what Jason was doing. I won't say what it was, but it was very disrespectful. He has decided that he likes to play on all fours. He feels a connection with his husband when he makes him go fetch and go catch and stuff like that. And he says, like, he feels more connected with his husband as a master when his husband is treating him like the dog that he is. That's the first story.
Okay.
And the second story, if you guys are going to Virginia anytime soon, specifically over the Halloween break, you might want to be careful because if you are over the age of 13 and you're caught trick or treating, which is illegal there, anybody over the age of 13, you will spend 6 months in jail and get fined up to $150.
Damn.
And finally, the Queen of Soul, who we just discussed in Dizza Thoughts, is going on tour in 2019. Now, you might be thinking, wait a second, the last time I saw Aretha Franklin, she was dead. She is. However, her hologram is full effect. In 2019, Aretha Franklin, her estate is partnering with a company called Base, which actually creates holograms. And she's going to be backed by a live band, and she's going to be hitting a 30-city tour starting next year. And what do you guys think is the truth, and what do you guys think is the lies?
The Aretha Franklin one is a lie. The other two are true.
Jason?
That's going to have to be a big-ass hologram. I think the second one is the one that is a lie.
Okay, and Will looks like just accidentally cut out. So in the interest of time, I'll go ahead and reveal it. Ty's right. Aretha Franklin will not be going on tour. However, Amy Winehouse will be going on tour with the company Base. She will be reenacting, well, her hologram will be reenacting like some of her biggest hits, and she will be backed by a live band.
Wow, really? So it's really illegal in Virginia to trick or treat?
Yeah, over the age of black people only.
Over the age of 13.
Black people only?
Black people only.
It didn't say that in my story, but it did say it's illegal.
Does that mean I can't walk around with my kid to go trick or treating?
I think you can go door to door. Like, you can stand and, like, because it says, like,
is you black or not? Is your kid black? Alrighty. They don't take your ass out there.
I just can't believe, like, how are you going to enforce that? Are you just checking IDs all night? Like,
you know how they're going to enforce it. With the paddy wagon.
You don't need no ID?
They're going to be throwing black ass in the paddy wagon.
What if I wear a white sheet? Like
like, what? Based on look. You look 13. I don't care how old you are. They're going to throw you in the van. And they'll process you the next day. You either get out or you stay.
Remember a couple of years ago, Dex said that that's what Will was wearing to Halloween. He was wearing all the little sheets with the eyes cut out.
Checks wasn't cashing.
Checks wasn't cashing. Bill, just for the interest, what did you think was a lie?
Aretha Franklin going on tour, or the it being illegal to go trick-or-treating at over the age of 13, or the man who thinks he identifies now as a dog?
I mean, Aretha's gone. However, I can see her pulling a little stunt. In her last will and testament, she got to outdo Patty. So I'm going to go ahead and choose the man being a dog.
I love it that everybody chooses something different every week. Like, it was the Aretha one. That was a lie. It's actually Amy Winehouse that's doing it.
What?
And she's going to go on hologram to a hologram.
Yeah, and now it's time for seats. How fitting. Time for seats. Yeah,
we need to fill the seats for Amy Winehouse's hologram tour.
So I am so baffled by this. Like, oh, okay, now it's time for the section of the show where the person who's grinded your gears, you're allowed to give them a seat. So my first seat is going to be for these people giving out hologram tours.
Like, would you not buy a ticket?
How are y'all making money on dead people? How does this work?
Well, you're about to find out. Amy Winehouse, how about that 30-city tour?
I think it's the 30 cities, yeah.
Here's what I'm going to do. I'm about to go find out how to do holograms, and I'm putting Michael Jackson on tour.
Did Michael Jackson already do a hologram?
Nope, but he fit into. You trying to get in on this?
It was like Tupac they did a hologram for.
Yeah, I know that Tupac. I couldn't get Michael
Jackson. Y'all trying to get in on this? They can sue us later.
Just throw a sheet up and throw them up there like Justin Timberlake did.
Justin did the Super Bowl.
Looking like a sheet anyway.
My seat's going to go to Usher. Usher released a trap album this weekend. And it was called, I think it was called A+ or something like that. He produced it with Gucci Mane preferred producer Zaytoven. And he has a couple of songs in there, one with Gunna, who has an album now with Lil Baby. And he also released a song with Future. I don't know if Usher thinks that we forgot, I guess, what happened between him and that young lady. But we were just waiting for him to just give an answer. We still don't know what happened. Apparently there's been a payout of such where she has gotten hush money and stuff like that. I don't think it's a safe time for Usher to try to come back into the lexicon of urban entertainment. I feel like it's a dangerous spot for him right now. I think he should stay away. I think he should have definitely did a pop album. If I was Usher, I would have did a pop album, try to get on people's good side. I don't think you talking about having sex with women in songs and dogging them out is a good move for you at this time. So my seat necessarily is not going to go to Usher, but Usher's PR more than anything. Terrible, terrible move to make releasing a trap album on your 40th birthday when you still have all of these sexual assault allegations and STD allegations going on. So hope you get yourself together, Usher. Usher, baby.
Yeah, I think Usher, and I really am saying this in the kindest way possible, but I think Usher should hang it up. I think he's finished.
And I think so.
I heard rumblings of him making an album with Chris Brown and all types of, like, why are we doing that? No, I need Usher to be done. Like, once you give an STD out, you're finished.
Yeah, or just transition to, like, you know, like the old people. Not like even the old people, just like straight R&B, like classic R&B.
You want to make love to an STD. We're good.
All right, you don't have any seats?
I have a seat. There's a hashtag that's going out called Cancel the Simpsons, and I'm going to seat not necessarily the creators of South Park, because it's not really their fault, but basically there is this documentary. It's called The Problem with Apu, which is like the Indian character, wait, the Native American character from The Simpsons. And they're talking about how, like, you know, basically, like, this character is like a walking, talking racial stereotype, and people have a lot of issues with it. And I get it. It's 2018. Like, we got to grow up. But South Park did an episode where basically they had a character on there who is literally a piece of crap. It's a piece of poo or whatever. So they call the episode A Problem with a Poo. Clever. And like basically at the end of the episode, they banish the character away to a town that accepts bigotry and like hatred and all that kind of stuff like that. And the town that they called was Springfield. So like they, you know, it was fun. It was cool or whatever. And at the end, they did this hashtag Cancel the Simpsons. My issue with it is that, like, I followed the hashtag and I started to read it, and some people really, like, took it a bit too far. Like, I get it. Like, there's problems with this character. It's very stereotypical, but, like, people were really talking about The Simpsons as if this show is genuinely, like, poisoning the minds of, like, the youth and stuff like that. Like, I don't know about you guys, but most children are not running home to watch The Simpsons. Like, it's not one of those shows.
That's not 2018. Like, maybe in the 90s.
There aren't any children watching The Simpsons.
Seriously.
They're all playing Fortnite,
exactly. Enough is enough. And I just feel like people are so overly sensitive. And I know that's saying a lot coming from me, because I'm, like, one of those overly sensitive people or whatever. But, like, I just feel like at some point, like, we have to give it up. Like, we're so upset about every little thing.
Especially South Park, like, of all shows, South Park has the audacity to call out The Simpsons for being offensive. Like, South Park's one of the most offensive shows ever on TV.
And I will not watch that.
So I don't understand what South Park gets off. Like,
at least The Simpsons is entertaining. Like, South Park is not.
South Park is literally, probably, besides Family Guy, the most disrespectful show ever on television.
It's so funny you say that. A quick story. I know we're like way out of time, but like recently I was watching TV with my girlfriend and she actually stopped the TV on South Park. And I really contemplated, like, is this a situation I still want to be in? Because like, I feel like if you watch South Park, we can't be together.
All right, Ty, do you have a seat?
No.
Okay. He's mad.
All right. Are we good to go?
I'll sit.
All right. Don't forget, like, subscribe, tell a friend, and comment on the show. Thanks for hanging in there, guys. This is why we had our technical difficulties. We appreciate all of our podcast listeners. I cannot talk tonight. What the hell is wrong with me? I hope we gave you guys a nice show tonight. We appreciate all of your support each and every week. Don't forget, we also have merch on the store. Some people have ordered some merch, including Bill. You'll see his merch when we come back on the next time. We are off next week. I will be in Minnesota visiting Prince's hometown.
Don't even act like you know where it is, so shut up.
Was his name Prairieville or something?
It's called Prairieville.
You know what Paisley
Park is. What that bitch say? One what?
I'll be bathing in the lakes, in the waters of Lake Minnetonka.
Now you know. Wait, okay.
That was in Purple Rain. I didn't know about Prairieville.
I don't want to hear it.
Lake Placid, whatever is in Minnesota. Shout out to everyone in Minnesota that watches the show. I don't know if we have any viewers or listeners at all. If you do, let's meet up. I'll tweet something out at the coffee shop.
Jason, please.
Have a little meet and greet.
You're so full of shit. Like, this, the last thing you're going to do, you won't even meet and greet with us in Philadelphia. You're not meeting and greeting with anybody in Minnesota. Like, guys, please not.
I'm going to post a link to a Starbucks downtown in Minneapolis. And if you guys want to meet up, we can.
Former friend from Lincoln when he goes there.
So. All I'm saying is, don't y'all have him waiting. And Jason, if you're down there waiting, you better get your phone to rolling. Because otherwise,
Bro Talk Live, right on the mark. Do you guys have any shout outs to give?
Shout out to the fool that thinks Jason's going to be in Minnesota waiting on them at the meet and greet.
I really want to give a shout out to everyone who's been listening to the show, but like specifically, like my usual, like Fatima and Shakima, like thank you guys so much for listening. But also a big shout out to Vance who listens and also gives me like constructive criticism, as well as Marion. And also want to shout out like the best family, Tasha Hosang, and Dylan. Thank you guys so much for listening as well.
I actually do want to give a shout out really quickly to Lane for all of his support. I was able to catch up with him over the weekend, and like he, I'm grateful that we have people like him that watch the show.
Awesome, and he's a big Team Dex member too. Just put that out.
Yes.
Did you guys go to homecoming? Yeah. Oh, Ty, did you go to homecoming?
No.
Bill and Dex, you went to homecoming though, right?
No, I was going. I was at a strip club. Of course, I wasn't at homecoming.
I did.
Oh, yeah. You sure? Yeah, Bill did. Jax, I didn't see you. Right?
I feel like William went at night, like whenever I was gone.
That's what the kids do. That's what I used to do when I was like young and immature. But then like the older people, you're supposed to go during the day. But like, that's so boring.
And homecoming, we're talking about, if you don't know, Lincoln University's homecoming, first HBCU full show, went across this past weekend. Who was the, did we have like celebrity concert this year or something?
Yeah, it was.
No Friday, but I don't remember who the performer was.
Okay. Well, there was that
competition. Hard to be there.
Yeah, apparently it wasn't Cardi B. My shout outs will go up tomorrow. It's called the Bro Talk Live Social Circle. So make sure you stay tuned to the Instagram page for that. For Dex, for Ty, for Bill, this has been another edition of Bro Talk Live. You guys have a wonderful week. And we will see you bright and early in 2 weeks with another edition of the show. Later.